You've been at the club a few weeks now. How have you settled in and how is the squad? Welcome, Jim.
I've been really good, mate. I know a couple of lads from the team in England. They're in the Lemons from the Northern Ireland setup, which has helped me a lot. But all the other lads, they've been brilliant with me, just made me like one of their own. So obviously I've been away a long time and that there, but it's just good to get back with the family and that, because obviously they weren't over with me. They stayed here because it was hard for them to settle in England. It wasn't an easy decision because obviously I've been in England a long time and I just needed to do what was best for my daughter in the end, because she was just getting a bit older and that, and she was realising I wasn't about. It was just getting me down at times and that. I was buzzing to hear the interest from Derry City, and I knew as soon as they were interested, it was a little bit easier to go back to a club.
Well, we're glad that you are signed, and when you signed, you were still in season over in England. Did that help you survive those grueling double and triple sessions that the squad were discussing the last 6 weeks?
Yeah, it's been tough. The sessions has been a lot of running, but look, it needs to be done. Pre-season's there, that's what it's there for. Coming in halfway through the season did make it that little easier, but I didn't go from not doing nothing. I was still in season. The sessions have still been tough.
You're set to make your debut against Shelburne, a side that was very strong last season. What are you expecting from them on Friday night?
They're champions. They're a good side. They'll be obviously on a high from last season. It's going to be a tough place to go, but there's no better place to go and try and put a marker down the first game of the season. We know it's going to be a really tough test or a really good team. But if you want to be successful, you need to go to places like this.
Last season, their success was partly due to smart transfers and the element of surprise. Do you think that this Derry City team has a similar quality?
The recruitment's been really good. Obviously, the gaffers brought a lot of quality in the top end of the pitch. Boys that can win games, but at the end of the day, you need to go out there and give it your all. I believe if you want to be successful, it's down to hard work, no matter who you are. Ability can only take you so far, but working hard every day in training, games, whatever it is, just going out there and putting on a performance that the Derry City fans, anyone associated, will be proud of. So I think the main thing is just working hard, and then that's where you'll get your success from.
I'm not sure if anybody told you this about last season, and maybe even the season before that, the games against Shelburne haven't exactly been for the purest, but do you think it's going to be more attacking?
I know the guy for this season, he wants to play that attacking style and like something that they'll get the fans off the seat, and I believe with the players he's brought in that we're capable of doing it. Me, I'm more defensive minded and the back lads, giving them lads a platform to go and fray and do that there. So I think with the players he's brought in, then definitely you something to be excited about.
Most players and managers normally dance around this question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. But as a group, have you discussed or set any targets for this season?
You want to be successful as possible. Like, we know it's a long time since Derry's won the league, and I think you'd be stupid if that wasn't your plan to go into like the season. You want to be successful as possible. At the end of the day, if you win a league title with Derry City, you'll go down in history books. And that's something that you want to be involved in. It'll just get the whole place, the whole city on a buzz. And to bring that success to the club, it will be amazing. So I think as a player going in, you want to be part of that success. Look, we know it's a tough league, really, really good teams in the division, and every game's a different test. If you don't go in wanting to be successful, then there's no point of being in here, because that's what you want to be. You want to bring that success to the city. And like I say, just have the whole place on a buzz.